That was at Big Dogs. We don't know how to pronounce this dude's name, okay? If Gina Views want to give it a go, but we couldn't pronounce it last week. We can't damn sure pronounce it this week. But my name is DJ Head.
My name is Gina Views. What up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Welcome to Effective Immediately, goddammit. Hip Hop Nation, thank you for tuning in. Go to EffectiveImmediately.live. It's been a crazy week in hip hop, and we are not going to disappoint in this show. Now, I do want to send a special shout out to our Sirius fam out there in New York. I went and visited the offices. I was in New York with Will.i.am on his press run. We were launching the radio.fyi. It's basically the radio stations built into the FYI app. If you're not familiar, get real familiar and download that FYI app now. It'll take the place of so many different apps you got in your phone, including the chat GPTs of the world. So make sure you download that. I know Gina View's already got the app. also, I want to shout out to Central C. I saw a video of Central C, and he was rapping, and he looked uncomfortable, okay? And I don't know if it was because of the camera or if it was because of what he was saying, but hopefully, you know, Central C settles into his new star and his new star power and with his new relationship and everything. Are you a Central C fan?
Yes.
you do not sound convincing. Anyway, we got a lot on this show. We're going to talk about some NBA YoungBoy. We're going to cover the DNC convention. Lil Jon was out there. YG's album dropped.
We got some immediate bullshit.
All kind of shit going on in this show. So keep it locked right here, Hip Hop Nation. Right now, let's get into it. Tommy Richmond is on your radio. It's Effective Immediately. Yep, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
Shout out to that Housekeeping Nose, that Drake and Lotto record. That was Gina's pick. No, it wasn't. That wasn't yours, was it? Did you like that Drake and Lotto record?
Yeah, I fuck with it.
Okay, I didn't really like that. I like the 21 Savage one.
You know, hey, so anything Lotto touches fire, okay?
But yeah, speaking of which, I want to get into this DNC. If you don't know, the Democratic National Convention is going on, and it's a lot of hip-hop and culture taking place within the confines of these things. Gina View's favorite part was Lil Jon coming out there, and he had on was that a vest suit?
Hey, Lil Jon was fly.
Lil Jon had on the Hillary Clinton suit.
But you know what?
You know how Hillary Clinton be wearing the little pantsuits? Yes.
Hey, they tricked me because when it came on, the Welcome to Atlanta beat was playing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh yeah. Jermaine Dupri finna come out. Yep. Ludacris. I thought they was finna perform the whole thing, but then it switched to turn down for what?
Yeah. Then shout out to Georgia. They know how to represent, but I thought it was going to be Ludacris, and I was going to lose my shit.
Yeah, that would have been hard.
If they would, anyway.
They got me.
They got you?
They got me. I done text join to, what is it, 30330? I've been getting text updates all week.
For Kamala Harris.
For Kamala Harris. You know what I like, though? That was, like, very, very powerful. I don't know if you threw the Meet the Grams instrumental behind her speech just on social media. Yeah. But it was, like, one part. I forget what she said. Y'all can go check it out on DJ Head's Instagram. And it was, like, the beat dropped. But then it came back to when it was, like, very sinister when Kendrick was rapping to Drake. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah. People are saying that that's the new Ether beat. And I think that's a good one. I think that's a good one. Also want to shout out to Stevie Wonder, who was also at the DNC. Him and DJ Mosky. Man, I'm so proud of the homie DJ Mosky for performing, because Stevie Wonder made sure to give him his look too. He was like, "Are you ready, Mosky?" And I was like, "That's my homie. He's from Long Beach. That's crazy.
I ain't never seen you excited before. You was like that."
But that was a big deal. We don't never get to, especially this is the thing too. And I will say this. I think that the Harris campaign is borrowing a lot of influence from when Obama was running, because they leaned heavily into hip hop. They leaned heavily into culture to get new voters to go out and participate. And Gina View signed up for the group chat.
I signed up for the group chat. And hip hop and the culture, we are the trailblazers.
And then the music that was playing, they was playing Not Like Us.
California Love.
Gavin Newsom. Shout out to Gavi. You know what I'm saying? Gavin Newsom repping our state of California. Came out, and you know, I just think everything, the hip hop inclusion and culture inclusion, is very important when you're trying to move us, because we don't give a fuck about nothing. So keep it going. Shout out to Kamala Harris and the Harris campaign and all that. And also that Glorilla, that TGIF, one of my favorites out this year, is coming right after this. It's hip hop. Yo, that was a 90s baby. Shout out to JT. It's Effective Immediately on Hip Hop Nation. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views. Hey, we gotta talk about YG.
YG 400.
YG 400.
Yeah.
Leading the truth in Compton. ending a 10-year rivalry between a Treetop Pyrus and a Fruitown Pyrus?
I think this is big, and I went on a bit of a rant and I erased it. I was gonna go on Twitter and go crazy because or X whatever, but I think that nobody be covering this type of stuff. I saw it on like a few like media sites and stuff like that, but people don't like to cover the positive stuff.
Yeah,
like if YG got shot. It'd be everywhere on every blog, every website. Be talking. Well, who did it? Is it related to Slim? Is you know? It'd be all of the bullshit. But I thought it was super dope and. They kept saying this is a West Coast thing. It's not a West Coast thing. This is a Compton thing, first of all.
Yeah. Second of all. This is not all the gangs in L.A.
No, this is not an L.A. thing like that. I mean, it is L.A. street culture, but this is a Compton thing.
It's really Bompton.
This is for them.
Just them.
This them. Yeah. And shout out to everybody that took part. I saw Game out there. Mm-hmm. I saw Wacko out there. It was a different sections. I don't want to get the name of everybody hood, but I saw a couple of sections out there. And I was like, damn, this is super dope. The West Side's out there. The Nellas was out there. Mm-hmm. Like,
this is amazing. Remember we had briefly talked to him about all of the stuff going on in Compton when we was at his studio. Mm-hmm. And just seeing that he was able to do that and with the help of everybody, because it couldn't just be him. Yeah. He would need the help of other people. Mm-hmm. I hope that, and I know this is like, it's a long shot, but in a perfect world in Los Angeles, if other hoods can take this same approach and we can see more unity and camaraderie between the hoods in Los Angeles, like that would be amazing.
We need more bipartisan agreements.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, for sure. And I also saw when Nipsey died that the Hoovers took part in a peace walk, with the 60s. I thought that was big. We need to keep this momentum going because I think the pop out kind of changed the temperament of the city.
Absolutely.
And I think everybody's just embracing it. And I think it's dope. I think it's beautiful. Salute to those men out there, those men and women, for partaking and being willing to stand up because I know everybody not on board.
Right.
You already know it's a couple
it's
of.
It's politics.
It's politics.
Sure.
And everybody don't be on board. And then when you get back home, you got to have those conversations with those homies. So shout out to everybody that's putting their neck out for that.
Shout out to the Treetops. Shout out to the Fruitown Pyrus. Yeah. And shout out to everybody, for being leaders in their community.
Thank you for your contributions. At Eminem Houdini is coming right after this Domani. It's Hip Hop Nation effective immediately. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
Word of the daytime, Gina Views.
Uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun.
We were talking about politics earlier in the streets and in the courts, and I brought up a word, and the word was bipartisan. It was a bipartisan agreement between the Treetop Pyrus and the Fruitown Pyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what bipartisan means.
Maybe mutual agreement?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
You using context clues?
Yeah. I got a bachelor's.
You got to throw that out there every time. We do word of the day. I got a bachelor's degree.
That motherfucker got dust on it.
Nigga, you don't. This nigga always quizzing me on records. You ain't got no BA. Bipartisan, involving the agreement or cooperation of two political parties that usually oppose each other's policies.
Mm.
Good context clues, though, Gina.
Yeah. That was a good one.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to come a little harder next time.
Pause. Hey, is pause done?
No.
Well, I saw
Well, they say no Diddy now.
So we got Gunna, Fuck You Mean, coming right after this A Boogie with a Hoodie. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. That was that Boss Man D-Lo right here on Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views, and I got some hip hop history for your radio. Shout out to my girl, Vashti. This news is coming to you straight from the Hip Hop Agenda.
Shout out to Vashti.
And so this week in hip hop, Aaliyah did pass away in 2001.
Okay.
DJ Khaled dropped God Dead 2022. Young Thug dropped Jeffrey in 2016. OGZ dropped Jeezy World 2021. Rod Wave was born. Happy birthday, Rod Wave.
He probably sad about his birthday. is that correct?
That's crazy. Kanye actually released two projects this week. Donda and Late Registration. Wayne dropped Carter 4. Boogie was born. Shout out to West Side Boogie. Maino also has a birthday. And Joe Budden was born. Shout out to Joe Budden.
Pump
it up.
Yes. Shout out to Joe Budden, too. We saw him get his plaque gold, officially certified gold, for Pump It Up. And I did have this conversation with a couple of people, and I don't like people making fun of Joe Budden for being happy about going gold in 2024. It's still a big deal, especially coming from a physical era into a digital era. It's not an easy transition. And then also, you got to think about it. Like, a lot of your favorite rappers ain't got gold records.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's keep it real. So I think that is to be celebrated. So shout out to Joe Budden.
Joe Budden's a GOAT. That's a legend right there. And the song Pump It Up is actually like one of those soundtracks of our childhood. That shit was played all through the whole like Clown Dance and Crump era. Even on the movie You Got Served.
Yeah.
That was one of the songs that they danced on, you know, when they won or whatever.
Yeah, shout out to The Bigger Picture. I actually said that I think the Pump It Up is one of those cultural records.
Hell yeah.
That the song is bigger than the numbers that it produced.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, Pump It Up is one of those records. Timbaland and Magoo drop. Like, I'm pretty sure that record's not platinum, but we know the record. As soon as it come on, everybody knows what to do. It's not a guessing game. And then it's a few records like that that I think that doesn't get the credit that it deserves from the numbers.
I think it's amazing to know that Pump It Up is still streaming.
Right.
Pump It Up is streaming still. So we're in a whole different era of even consuming music, and he's receiving a plaque for it. That's crazy as hell. Shout out to Joe Budden.
Big music accolades. Speaking of which, this song is number 3 in the country still right now. It's Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, that was that Polo G, Lil Durk. We a shoot right here on Hip Hop Nation. It's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
Please go check out our Polo G interview. It's officially up right now. You can check it out. You can actually listen to it if you got the SiriusXM app. You can go listen to all our past interviews, or you can go to our page, Effective Immediately, on YouTube, or stream the podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Polo G is really, really nice to us. You
know that We a shoot is a banger too.
Yeah, it's a slap for sure.
We a shoot. You a shoot?
No, because I don't want a case.
You don't got to shoot a gun. You can shoot a basket.
Nah.
You can shoot your shot.
That ain't flying.
When the last time you shot your shot?
What, at a woman?
I would hope.
I mean, why would you hope?
Why would you ask me that? So NBA YoungBoy is now facing 64 felony charges in Utah after getting hit with a new gun charge recently. Well, this week. He's now facing 10 years in jail.
Yeah, I think this is bad. This is bad for NBA YoungBoy, obviously. That goes without saying. This is bad because NBA YoungBoy has so many young fans.
Yeah.
He has a lot. I went to Locke High School. Shout out to Locke High School in Watts.
You went to Locke?
No, I didn't go there as a student. Oh. I went to go speak to the students. And a lot of the students are really big fans of NBA YoungBoy. And it shocked me because I'm like, damn, in Watts, he has influence like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were young Latino, like, homies. And they were like, yeah, we fuck with YoungBoy. And I'm like, damn.
He got the kids for sure.
He got them on lock. Yeah. And you know, he always has the biggest numbers on YouTube. He outstreams everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of them ones that he doesn't get credit because he doesn't make, quote unquote, mainstream music.
Right.
And he doesn't participate in the music industry. He is participating in a lot of other activities that's landing him in a lot of trouble. And I think that it's imperative that these artists who are coming up, which we shared with Polo G when he was on the show, is that a lot of these kids are looking up to you. They following you. They're heavily influenced by you. And once you get to a certain level, it kind of like, I'm not telling you to grow up, so to speak, or act 30, 40 years old if you're not that. You're still 25, et cetera. But it's still really, really important that you understand your influence on the youth.
Well, it's probably easier said than done, but I think a lot of these celebrities, they don't realize that they are celebrities and they kind of still stuck into their habits and, you know, the way that they're used to living. Which is what we also spoke to Polo G about. But prayers out to YoungBoy. You know, I hope he, you know, gets through this case.
Now, he did plead guilty, and I would assume that he did that to get around a crazier sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Because the charges that I read were crazy, like as far as like, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And I think that when you have so many pending, so many litigations against you, it's like sometimes you do got to take a deal. I know a lot of the homies have taken deals, plea deals and stuff like that. That doesn't mean that you're guilty of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to reiterate that point. Like if you plead guilty to this gun charge,
it's usually to get a lesser sentence.
Yeah, that means like they got some evidence on you and you probably don't want to risk it in court.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's that too. Some Lotto. Shout out to Lotto. Big advocate right here.
Out to Lotto. Big Mama.
We got that Big Mama coming up right after this Don Toliver. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Eminem, J.I.D. right here on Hip Hop Nation. It's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views, and I got some immediate bullshit for you guys.
Immediate bullshit.
Immediately.
Okay.
So this is a part of the show where we talk about, you know, the crazy stuff just going on in the world.
Yes.
And this is absolutely crazy. So a Georgia man is suing an Atlanta hospital after the staff lost a 28-square-inch piece of his skull after a routine procedure, then billed him for the synthetic replacement.
So they lost his head or part of his head.
They lost his head. they lost a piece of his head. And I have a picture of it right here. Of course, I know the listeners can't see it, but it'll be up on our Instagram. This looks crazy.
Yeah.
So it's literally a piece of his head missing. This is not funny at all.
Mm-mm.
But it's funny because how do you lose a piece of somebody's head and then y'all put the nigga head back together and then y'all let him wake up like that?
Well, the thing that's not even the question. The question is, why'd you remove the head?
Well, it said it was a routine procedure.
No. Why'd you remove the piece of the man's head and then leave it right there?
You don't lose nobody's head.
Like, where, like, so I used to build model cars, right?
Losing an engine is crazy.
when you build a model car, and you take a piece, I take the wheel off, I put it right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, where the fuck did they put the skull at?
But just imagine the nigga wake up and look in the mirror.
Who came and got the tray?
Imagine you wake up and look in the mirror, it's like, where the other piece of my head at? Like, how do you explain to a patient, we lost a piece of your skull?
Suing him is better than what I would have did.
Man, how much you think that's worth?
A piece of my skull?
Yeah.
It's a 28-square-inch piece. What you mean? You know what, 28-inch? That's a personal pizza.
How much you want for that? How much you want for your head top?
Just say. Do you know what 28 inches is?
Yeah, how much do you want for your head top?
That's what I'm trying to explain. I need a million. I need 10 million per inch. Pause.
That was crazy as a look. You know it's crazy when a nigga pauses stuff. That was crazy.
Bro.
That hospital will be named after me. I have a whole chain of hospitals. And the whole staff will be fired. Where is my head at? My head?
The question that nobody is asking is, when you take the man's skull off, where do you put it?
Where you put it?
You know what I'm saying? You know how, like, you take the cap off the orange juice?
And you just put it right next to it.
It'd be right there.
On the counter.
So you poured a glass of orange juice, and now you can't find the fucking cap.
That's bad business.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Justice for that man's head top.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, I don't want to get dark on you, but you know they say people be selling body parts.
Bruh, what you mean? You think somebody sold his headpiece?
What else the fuck they did with it? What the fuck else could they do with it? Because it's not like it can fit on anybody else's head. That's my piece of my skull.
Yo.
That's my head. It's like a puzzle. It can only fit back in position.
Hey, man, listen. We got some T-Grizzly coming up for you.
They also probably gave that nigga another brain.
Right after this Nicki Minaj, it's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views. And we got some Sexy Red news for you guys. So Sexy Red is actually introducing her first product. It's the Northside Princess brand, and she's dropping a lip gloss. The lip gloss is definitely popping.
Okay.
So Sexy Red, she got some crazy titles for the lip gloss flavors.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and read them. You know, excuse my French for the listeners. Coochie Juice.
Okay.
Booty Hole Brown.
That makes sense.
Nut. Pussy Hole Pink, Yellow Discharge,
whoa.
Gonorrhea, Blue Balls.
Not a fan.
And Sex on My Period.
I can understand that.
Which flavor are you most interested in?
Probably the first one.
The Coochie Juice?
West Coast. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Sexy Red. This is very much on brand for her. She's a advocate, you know, spreading awareness about sex education.
She's
and things
a super
like
spreader
that.
Of awareness.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's been very vocal in the past about, you know, STDs and periods and sex and things like that. So I'm not mad at the titles.
You're not mad at the titles?
For her brand.
So, okay.
Would I be spreading any of this on my lips? Maybe the third one.
Which one is that, Gina Views?
Nut.
I can see that for you.
Because it's probably... I can see that. It's crazy. It's probably a nude. It's probably a nude. So I'm going to assume that the color, you know, it might be clear, but like a little white.
That one being your favorite.
That would probably be the only one that I would purchase. Booty Hole Brown might be a... That probably is like a darker nude.
I don't know what nude is.
Lip gloss?
I don't know what that means. What is that?
We're not going to get into all that.
Okay. We also got the immediate slap coming up in the mix. I'm about to jump on these turntables. Let us know what you want to hear. Hit me at DJ HED.
You can hit me where? At Gina Views.
Or you can hit us collectively. Hit the show, effectiveimmediately.live, Effective Immediately on all platforms. I'm jumping in the mix. We got that immediate slap coming right after this. Sexy Red and
get
Make the
sexy.
Stallion. This that Mamushi. Did I say that right?
Sure.
Mamushi. Shout out to Meg Thee Stallion at Sexy Rare right after this. Yep, it's DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
Thank you for listening to Effective Immediately each and every week.
You could have been anywhere else, but you right here with DJ Head and Gina Views on Effective Immediately at Hip Hop Nation.
And Gina Views wants to be very clear, okay? We are not a podcast. This is a radio show.
This is a radio show, motherfucker. We on podcast apps, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Pause.
Well,
I can say that. You can't say that.
How you know?
Okay. You right. I don't know.
Hey, don't box me.
Well, let's wrap this shit up, because you about to turn this into a whole fashions episode. Let's get up out of here.
Hey, make sure you hit the website, effectiveimmediately.live, and tap in, join the group chat and all that. Follow us on all socials, and we'll see you next week.